Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. This is Josh Rose, and today's devotional is called, Surely This Place? In Genesis 28, verse 16, it says this, Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. This is a beautiful realization. It may sound like a pretty simple statement to us, but it represents a huge leap forward in the development of Jacob's theology. Before this, he assumed that Yahweh was just like one of the other territorial, quote-unquote, gods or goddesses that were worshipped in those days. He assumed that Yahweh was limited by boundaries or geography, or that his presence was confined to holy places. However, in this moment, Jacob encounters Yahweh in a place that he didn't expect. Jacob was surprised by God. Have you ever been surprised by God? I'm continually surprised by God, but I want to suggest that my surprise says something about what I really believe about God's presence. Let me explain by starting with some questions. Where do you expect to encounter God? Do you expect to encounter God at church? Well, you can find him there. Do you expect to encounter God out in nature? You can find him there. But what about at work? Do you expect to encounter God there? How about watching a movie or having drinks with friends or doing the dishes or taking care of a loved one? The truth that I want you to hear today is that you can encounter God anywhere because God is everywhere. Now, this may sound like a simple observation. You might even expect God to respond when Jacob says, Surely the Lord is in this place. You might expect him to respond, Well, duh, of course I'm in this place. I'm in every place. And by the way, don't call me Shirley. Okay, maybe not the last part, and you're welcome to all the airplane fans out there. However, I don't think that most of us really believe that we can encounter God anywhere. I know that because I and we tend to only expect to encounter God in a few places. We are not that much different than Jacob. The funny thing that I've learned is that when we expect to encounter God, we have a much better chance of actually encountering God. For years, I took hundreds of high school students to camp. Early in the week, we would always ask them why they wanted to come to camp. Many of them would be completely honest with us and tell us that one of their main reasons for coming was so that they could reconnect with God. They knew that they weren't living for Jesus, and they knew that they were in need of an encounter with God. The funny thing is, by the end of the week, most of the ones who wanted to encounter God actually encountered God. Go figure. They expected to meet God at camp, and guess what? They actually met God at camp. Maybe we have the same problem as Jacob. Maybe we don't really know what he figured out all those years ago. Maybe we don't really believe it. Maybe it's time to start expecting God to show up even in the everyday and the mundane. Maybe if we started expecting to encounter God anywhere, we might actually encounter him everywhere. That's my prayer for you. God bless everybody.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.